come join me May 1st through the 6th so that you can rest, rediscover your strengths, reconnect with yourself and those physicians like you who are ready to leave work at work, and re-energize. This is the invitation for you to make 2023 your year. Join me in Costa Rica in this really amazing, non-judgmental, intimate physician community. I am gonna show you how to rest and how to recharge. Let's transform your brain, level it up so that you can start to dream the life that you always wanted this year in 2023. I can't wait to learn all about what kind of year you're gonna have after this conference. Take care.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Beyond ADHD, a physician's perspective. I am Dr. Diana Mercado Marmarash. I'm a family medicine physician practicing in rural Texas. I used to be hindered by my ADHD, but I now see it as a gift that helps me show up as the person I was always meant to be, both in my work and in my personal life. In the past 2 years, I've come to realize that unlearning some of my beliefs and some of my habits were just as important as learning the new set of skills. I am so excited about today's topic, which is the relationship between metabolic syndrome and ADHD. I see this in my practice every single day, and people look at me like, oh my God, she's a genius. It's not that I'm a genius, it's that I have firsthand real life experience with it myself. When you have that real life experience, you're able to pull it out and make connections that somebody else might not have. So again, let's go through what is ADHD. ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects our executive function. And our executive function is this mental task ability to complete tasks, right? So most of us, when we think about ADHD, we think about the usual things like attention. It affects attention. Okay. We think about impulse control. We think about the hyperactivity. But many of us might not be aware that there's more than those three. There is 12 executive functions, and all of them or some of them could be affected, and sometimes one day more than the other. And so when we talk about that, it's important for you to know, because if you don't realize that task response, response inhibition, task switching, task initiation, task completion, management of time, planning, prioritizing, emotional control, time awareness, all those metacognition. There's so many of them. There's 12 of them that can get affected. And if you're not aware of that, you might be blaming yourself and thinking you have this character defect is part of your condition. And you'd be surprised how many times my clients have this aha moment. And even my patients, when I ask them, okay, give me all the things that you love about yourself and give me all the things that you dislike about yourself. And many times all the things they dislike about themselves are part of those executive function. And there they are sitting thinking that they are broken and they have a character flaw because they can't seem to do X, Y, and Z, when in reality, it's part of their condition. And why am I talking about this? Well, I'm talking about this because metabolic syndrome, a set of symptoms or a set of things that come together. For example, if you have high blood pressure, if you have high blood sugar levels, if you have excess abdominal adipose tissue or fat around your waist, or you have any cholesterol levels that are elevated, all those four things put you at risk for developing metabolic syndrome. And what people don't realize is that ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder that is affected how much dopamine levels are around. So usually your ADHD tends to be favorable when your dopamine levels are low. And you tend to do kind of well with your ADHD when your dopamine levels are high. And so certain things like food can really increase your dopamine levels. And so that makes sense why, you know, at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you might be looking for candy or for something for you to use to help you enhance your dopamine levels because they're probably a little bit low. So with that premise, I am explaining to you that many times your eating habits can be a response to your unmanaged ADHD. And there is a link, okay? You see what I mean? When individuals with ADHD have a higher risk of developing this syndrome because people with ADHD have higher rates of obesity, insulin resistance, and that is concerning because if you're not aware that you're using food as a means to regulate your ADHD, you're not aware that the underlying cause is not that you're eating so much, but that you're using food as a way to increase your dopamine so that you can try to complete the task at hand. If we were to treat and diagnose you with ADHD, then it would be easier for you to not have to be overeating. You'd be surprised how many times I have diagnosed people with ADHD when they had been told that they were just depressed or they were just anxious or they just could not lose weight. And we would sit down and go through the diagnostic criteria. And then we would do all the labs and everything. And then we would realize that there was ADHD there. And once they started getting treatment for ADHD, they've lost 20, 40, 50, 100 pounds because now they are no longer using ADHD. They're no longer using the food to treat their ADHD. And okay, so fine, whatever. We're all a little bit overweight. What does that have anything to do with anything? Well, the reason I am talking about it today is because it has everything to do with everything. Why do I say that? Well, again, our current lifestyle sets us up for metabolic syndrome. Like most of us are living quick, busy lives, and that is that causes us to go through the drive-through to eat sugars. To have diets that are high in sugars and probably Cokes and caffeine is probably another way, or energy drinks is another way for us to increase dopamine. And most of us seem to be like not exercising as much as we want. And most of us tend to actually even drink and smoke. And some of that is going to increase our health concerns. And when you have all that things going on, it actually decreases our estimated life expectancy due to you using all those sources as a way to help you with your ADHD. It actually can diminish how much time we have in this earth. Like it can decrease our life expectancy by 10 to 15 years. So it is important to talk about it because you might not realize treating ADHD either with medication or with behavioral therapy or with coaching or all of them together can help improve your impulse control and can encourage healthy habits. So that might, now that you understand that you don't have that 2-second delay between the stimulus and response, that might help you enhance your response inhibition. You might set up a strategy to help you just take a deep breath before you answer or before you go grab the cookie and ask yourself, what do I really need in this moment? So the important thing is to realize that if you're somebody who might have metabolic syndrome, it might be important for you to get curious enough to realize if you might have ADHD and whether you can treat ADHD, and that can help actually decrease your risks for being overweight, for developing heart disease, for, you know, having a stroke or diabetes.
Thank you for spending your time with me. I really believe that time is your most valuable asset. Please subscribe to the podcast, share with your colleagues, and don't forget to check out my website at ADHD-lifecoach.com, where you can find out about my upcoming coaching group classes, as well as free masterclasses and other exciting events that are happening.